/Cast.
Police, help! What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. God, as damn. Always, I'm your host, Bailey.
I'm Zach.
Them cops was running.
I'm Brandon.
Welcome back to our second episode of the month. Hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We're back, because we...
Correct.
I don't know if y'all know us. We're at that age where we grew up in what would some would call...
The 2000s.
The 2000s.
Worst decade of all time.
Shut the fuck up. It's not all bad, okay?
Straight up, dude.
We grew up in the era of relentless remakes and reboots from Hollywood, but mainly the remakes.
Yep.
So
yep.
Now
it's like...
We're here today with our top five. I have six plus a whole other five honorable mentions. Let's be honest.
Do the honorable
mentions. Because Bailey likes
first.
Shitty remakes.
I'm a slut for remakes.
He's probably got.
A lot of these are nostalgia for me though, because you know, we grew up in the era of Blockbuster. You know, we rented a lot of remakes because my mom wanted to see the remakes and shit on them. Essentially, that's all she did. Because we'd rent them and we'd finish. She goes, "Wow. That was real bad."
Yeah. Not as good as the ones that I grew up with.
That's what you would do every single time.
As a bit of a disclaimer, just, you know, if you don't hear one that you really like, doesn't mean...
Kiss my ass.
We don't like it. We probably just didn't consider it.
These are just our opinions, too.
Mid.
And second disclaimer, I'm just going to get it out of the way. Dishonorable mention, the Nightmare remake. That does not exist.
Although, this motherfucker sends me a TikTok. I think it was last night. And he goes, you know, it was Deandra Kruger, by the way. Love her.
Yeah, she's like one of my favorite TikToks.
I love seeing her Twitter, TikTok.
She's one of my favorites.
And she did a video about the remake, and she goes, she has some really valid points, but I still hate the fucking movie.
I mean,
like,
she did. She had points.
Right. Yeah.
The movie still fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Also, dishonorable mention, Pet Sematary 2019.
Really?
That fucking movie blows.
Still
that
haven't
was
seen
it.
It blows. We'll do all honorable right. mentions first.
Okay, we can do honorable mentions first. So, I have a whole, I did two lists, essentially, and I'll cut some honorable mentions out of my list. So, my first one is the, from the era of J-horror remakes in America, which is Mears from 2008 with Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that movie. And the sequel. The sequel's actually okay.
I didn't even know there was a sequel.
I think they did three of them, but the third one's ass.
Is that the one where that chick's like jaw gets like broken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's like there's like a parallel ghost dimension.
Yeah.
In
the
mirror. Past the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like it breaks her jaw. And I was like,
that's
oh!
the second one, though. She's
oh,
in like
the
bathtub, and yeah, it rips her jaw.
I think I remember seeing that when I was like a kid.
Yeah.
I was like,
ooh. Yep.
God damn.
What? Honorable mention? Yeah, honorable mentions. We're not going to do all of them at once. We can do like an around.
I don't have a lot, but my first one is the Texas Chainsaw remake.
Yeah, that's one of mine, too.
That's on my list.
That's a great fucking remake,
first and foremost. I'll, we can dive into it more when we do the list, because that's one of my five.
Yeah, but just know that I love that. I love that remake, just didn't make my list.
Yeah.
One's also on my honorable mentions. Like, I think it's one of the best movies in that series. However... Yep. It's got some 2000s issues that I don't care for.
Funny, it's like it was made in 2000s or something.
2003, baby.
Straight up, dude. But it does take place in the 70s, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Yeah, so.
Jessica Biel's 2003 ass haircut says otherwise.
Yeah, you got Jessica, what's her name?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel, yep, looking like, you know.
Britney, straight out of 2003.
Looking like Britney Spears.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to say that 2003 haircut, she had it going.
She did have it going.
I ain't complaining.
The other ones looked the part, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your honorable mention?
Well, that was one of them, but I did the Friday remake because
okay.
I think it's good, but it's not great.
Solid.
Yeah. I like that they kind of... And, like, another thing is, too, is it's kind of its own thing. It's not, like, a straightforward remake.
By the way, shameless plug here. If you want to go listen to our thoughts on Friday the 13th, 2009, we do have an episode on it.
Very
way back
early
in our back
on.
Catalog.
Yeah, that's...
That's like a three-year-old.
That was like the first few months
yeah.
I was doing the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, not... It's fun. Like, I recently rewatched the whole series, and it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's not great.
I feel like I love that movie personally. We've talked about it in our episode.
That movie's like a love letter to the franchise.
It
you know,
is.
As a whole.
Yeah.
But it's another thing. It's a, like, there's another movie that I put on my honorable mentions where it's like, I didn't put it on the list because I think that while it's a good movie, it does enough of its own thing to be
yeah.
a, like not considered
yeah.
a remake. You
right.
know?
It's a reimagining.
I also
show.
Like tried to put underrated remakes in mind. Oh. Like
same.
One of my other honorable mentions, I'll get it out of the way now, is The Fly. And I'll get it off the get-go. I fucking love that movie.
That's,
that movie's
that's
amazing.
By the way, we also covered that a few months ago.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this year as well.
Arguably, like, one of the greatest remakes of all time.
It got sexy-ass Jeff Goldblum in it.
Like,
you know, you can't help but watch it.
Go listen to that episode. You'll hear me fucking just drone on about it. I love that movie.
He's in some tidy whities.
He's a sexy bitch.
He's a baddie. Gina Davis is a baddie.
Straight up, dude. Yeah,
there were other movies I wanted to put in my list to talk about because they're movies I really enjoy.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
the only reason I didn't bring it up.
Is that all your honorable mentions?
That's the only honorable mentions I have.
What do you got?
Okay, so my next honorable mention is a movie that I love, Evil Dead. And I, like I said, I didn't put
yeah.
it on there because I feel like it does enough of its own thing to be its own movie and
okay.
not really
okay.
a
yeah.
remake.
Yeah.
It's got similar beats to the first one.
Yeah.
You know? It's the cabin. It's the five. Or is it four?
Mia, David,
five.
The teacher, the nurse. It's five.
Yeah, it's five. Whereas in the first one, it was four. But
yeah.
you know, it gives you that feeling at first that it's going to be a straightforward remake.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then these characters are different. They have their different. Like they all have their own thing going on, and it. Yeah, like it just, you know, you get like the tree possession scene,
mm-hmm.
and everything else after that is like its own thing.
Right.
So,
that's all yours?
Yeah, that's all mine.
I'm not going to do all my honorable mentions, but I will mention, we talked about really early on in the show, too. I love the Prom Night remake, but I'll leave that off my list.
God.
That's nostalgia bait for me, too.
Oh.
That is nostalgia bait for me. But, One Missed Calls remake. That is.
I don't think I've seen that.
I bought a DVD copy yeah. of that in 2008 at Blockbuster when they were getting rid of all their DVDs.
Yep.
And that's the first
yeah.
DVD I ever bought. I wish I still had it.
The poster of that.
Creepy as
yeah,
shit.
Freaky.
The ringtone. The
yeah.
dee dee
yep.
Still gives me chills to this day.
Fucking freaky, dog.
Yeah. But no, it's a bad movie, but it's nostalgic for me. And the fact that I spent my own money. On a DVD, and
yeah,
I watched
yeah.
it over
oh, yeah,
and over
dude.
And over and over and over again.
Plus,
another one of mine is the My Bloody Valentine remake.
Yeah,
I've come around to that one.
I would have thrown that in.
It's
there,
It's got
too.
One of the greatest lines in horror history. Everybody stand down, God damn it!
Yeah, it's got Tom Atkins. So
yeah.
if there's anything to like about
and,
that,
and Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, Jensen Ackles.
That
yeah.
sexy bitch.
Very interesting premise. I'll
yeah.
say that too.
The 3D shit got old. Though.
Yeah, fucking
yeah, I got old. Yeah, that's nothing
that
right home about.
Stupid, but I think the rest of the movie's all right.
But that was like when 3D was making a comeback. Like,
yeah, oh,
Piranha
yeah.
3D, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Then now we can start our real lists, which these are not mine or any in particular order. I don't
Neither
know about you guys.
Mine.
Yeah, we're not doing like a top five or any. It's just, we're just saying them off one. Like
so.
Like, when we think of horror remakes, these are the ones that come to mind first.
So, the one I'll mention first is the one I think they both mentioned already, which is TCM 2003. Banger of a fucking remake.
Yeah,
banger.
Dude.
Fucking banger, dog.
So it's intense.
The, who played?
Andrew Bernarski.
Yeah, he.
I think that's how you say
he's
it.
A beast.
I hate that him and Gunnar Hansen didn't
Andy?
Get along.
Is
it's
it
Andrew.
Andy? It's Andrew? Okay.
Yeah, I hate that him and Gunnar Hansen did not get along whatsoever.
Well, Andy was yeah. like a total fucking dickhead.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Actually.
I know.
Yeah.
They hated each other. But he is a fucking presence as Leatherface, dude. Yeah.
He is really good.
And then Arlie Ermey makes that fucking movie for me.
Yeah,
she's already dead.
Yeah,
she ain't gonna jump at you and bite you, son.
And then in the beginning, like the prequel to that, he's like, "From now on, we're eating meat."
Yeah,
I was like, "Okay,
all right."
Yeah, that movie just.
And then the old man fucking slamming his cane.
Yeah.
And Leatherface busts open the door.
Yeah.
I really hope this is an offshoot. I really hope they can get the rights to the 03 remake in the game.
That'd be pretty cool. I wouldn't.
It shouldn't be as hard as getting the rights to
do like a family, the family house from that movie. Yeah. The 2003 skin. Grandpa could get a skin as the old man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that house is very unique looking.
Yeah.
I think it's the only thing that movie is lacking is no decrepit grandpa.
No.
Yeah. No nubbins.
It's like this
either.
Fucking.
Yeah, no nubbins.
Yeah.
But they give you Arlie Ermey and I forget the girl's name. And then there's the wheelchair guy.
Yeah. Well, what really makes that movie for me is the beginning and end where it's like the police going into the house.
Yeah.
And Leatherface hops out.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and then you also have, like, the chick who commits suicide, and they do that cool camera
that
shot.
That crane shot. Yeah. Which, by the way, Kim Henkel filmed that.
Yeah.
He was the DP on that movie, which is pretty cool full circle moment. You know, he, you know, obviously shot the first, the original.
Well, yeah, this was, like, the first Platinum Dunes remake, right?
Yeah, Michael Bay's Platinum Dunes.
Yep.
First
and
remake.
Then that kind of started the trend, and we got the 2009 Friday
2010s Nightmare.
Yeah. And then eventually it pandered out and we didn't get any more.
Yep. Not yet. Anyway.
Probably for the best because, you know, I don't think Platinum Dunes has done anything since the Nightmare remake.
I don't. Well, not horror wise, I don't think.
They did the Transformer movies, right? Or was that just Michael Bay?
I don't know if Platinum Dunes produced those or not. They might have.
I don't know.
What's yours, Brandon? What's number? What's the first one on yours?
So this is one I feel like a lot of people probably wouldn't pick, but I think is awesome, and I think it's better than the original. Is The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay.
From 2006.
Oh, yeah, bud.
You know, I don't think I've seen that all the way through. The remake?
Oh,
I don't think I've
so
seen
good.
It all the way through.
It's so good.
It's just a gnarly.
Did Wes Craven produce that one? Was he involved at all?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was like an executive producer or something. But yeah, I think it's better.
It is. It definitely is.
Like, because that's the thing is, like, early on in Wes Craven's career, like his early movies, they were kind of hit and miss. It wasn't until like Nightmare and After where he like really figured out like his shit, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, you had like The Last House on the Left, that was like his first big one.
Yeah.
And then he did Hills Have Eyes, and I think that Hills Have Eyes is good, but it just feels too fucking cheesy for me.
The original one.
Yeah.
It is cheesy.
Yeah, and like I also like the fact that these cannibals are like mutants from like
nuclear testing.
Yeah. And one of the things I can't appreciate about it, from what I've seen and heard, it is a very accurate kind of satire representation of America post 9/11 with like the family, like the quote unquote normal people,
the nuclear family.
Yeah.
You get the dude who plays Cyclops in the X-Men movie as like the star in this. I forget his name. And then you get Ted Levine, fucking Buffalo Bill.
Yep.
And this, he's like the dad.
Yep.
Who's like fucking liberal. Drink a mug.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I said it's a very like accurate satire of post 9/11 America.
Drink a mug.
Because that's 2006, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drink a mug. Yeah. Everything, like all the gore and everything's like practical.
Yeah. It looks good,
really?
Too.
Hell yeah, dude.
Looks really good.
I'm going to have to watch that sometime soon.
Makeup and the mutant effects look good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially like the big guy. Don't remember. I think he was Pluto, actually, but he's the one who gets like the fucking flag stabbed through his head.
Is Michael Berryman in this one too, or I know he's in the original.
I don't think if he's in it, it's got to be like cameo, but he doesn't have like a standout role or anything like that. But they did get Billy Draco for like the wheelchair mutant guy with the big ass head. He's pretty gross looking.
Yeah, his name's Brain.
And also the dogs, like, fuck these people up.
Jeez. Oh, dog is the star of the movie.
Yeah.
Now, which Did Wrong Turn 1 come out before Hills Have Eyes remake?
Yeah. The first Wrong Turn was like 02 or 03.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to say 2004, 2005, but I wasn't certain.
But yeah, this...
That would be a good double feature, I think. The first Wrong Turn and the Hills Have Eyes remake.
If you don't know, The Hills Have Eyes 06 got a sequel like a year later. Nowhere near as good.
I remember that. I remember seeing that stuff.
Nowhere near as good, but Derek Mears is in that. He plays a mutant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if there's anything to get...
Huh.
But also, you got Ruby in this movie, played by, I forget her, like, the girl's name, but she's in Holliston and Victor Crowley.
Yep. Is it Laura from Holliston, the girl with black hair?
Yeah. Yeah, she plays Ruby. She plays, like, a very sympathetic, you know, part. And, like, Ruby...
Laura Ortiz.
Yeah, Laura Ortiz, yeah. And, like, Ruby in the Ruby in the original, she was pretty sympathetic. She was, like, the good one of the cannibals and everything.
Gotcha.
And I'll go ahead and say, like, there is, like, a rape scene.
Of course.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch.
Yeah. So, I mean,
It couldn't be worse than The Last House on the Left remakes. No. That one goes on for, like, it seems like forever.
That movie, like, almost ruined, like, Aaron Paul for me.
Aaron Paul is in that movie?
Yeah, he's, like, one of the bad guys in it.
In Hills of Eyes or Last House?
Last House, yeah.
Holy shit, he is. Yeah. I haven't seen that in forever.
It almost ruined him because, like, I hated him so much.
Yeah, holy
which
fuck.
Which is the point, you know?
Yeah,
you're supposed to hate them.
You're not supposed to love the fucking rapist.
But I guess it's just a good thing Aaron Paul's, like, a good guy in real life. But, like, but yeah, 06 Hills Have Eyes, great movie. I like it a lot.
Dude, I'm putting that on the watch list right now.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, you got to see it. Like, I might watch it. I'm gonna
double feature it with Wrong Turn and that remake. I think that would work out really fucking good.
I like the first two Wrong Turn movies. I remember seeing, like, some of the later sequels on, like, the Sci-Fi channel.
They're not great.
Yeah.
Three's not bad either.
Well, like, is it 4 and 5 are prequels?
Yeah.
I think 4 is the one where it's the origin.
There's one that takes place, like, in an insane asylum.
I think that's 4.
Yeah. And it's like a
winter time.
Yeah, it's a snowy.
Yeah,
there. I think
that one's okay.
I think the third one. I think the third one's like the prison one.
Yeah. I think so.
I remember that one being decent.
I think the only family member, I guess you can call on that, is Three Fingers.
Yeah,
he's the main. He's the main.
He's like the face of that franchise.
Oh yeah, he's the icon of that franchise. Yeah. What's your first?
So I went with kind of one that I know most people don't really like, and I could understand why, but I went with The Wolfman.
Who the fuck doesn't? That was one of my honorable mentions, but I knew that was going to be on your list, so I didn't want to take that from you.
I haven't seen this in
Benicio del Toro's The Wolfman fucks, okay?
I think it's pretty good.
You get Anthony Hopkins as Van Helsing, right?
He's Lawrence Talbot's dad.
Oh,
okay.
Which, plot twist, spoiler for...
Or no, he's
a fucking
Van Helsing.
13-year-old movie, 13, 2010?
He's Van Helsing in
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Is
it Bram Stoker's?
Coppola's, Francis Ford
Coppola?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary Oldman, Dracula. Yeah,
Francis Ford Coppola.
But yes, Anthony Hopkins is a fucking werewolf, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, that's the big twist, is that he's a werewolf. He killed his mom and, like, turned him into a werewolf, essentially, too.
Yep.
Killed his brother, like, all kinds of crazy shit. Yeah. But, like, I love the kind of, like, that's what the original, like, it's a good translation from, like, the 1940s Wolfman, which is, like, still kind of it's more kind of an upbeat movie until, like, the end.
Yeah.
This movie is, like, very somber.
This movie is, what I like about the 2010 remake, it's a mystery. It's not like, oh my God, it's like the 1940s Wolfman.
Yeah.
It is framed as a mystery movie. There are people going missing. Benicio del Toro's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's kind of psychological, too.
Yeah.
I like Benicio del Toro, like, really trying to crack down and, like, who the fuck killed my brother?
This makes me feel so old, but I remember we got this from Netflix when they had DVDs still.
Yeah.
Mm.
Watched it on DVD.
When
Netflix.
Was it? 2010?
2010.
Yeah. It's been a minute since I've seen this one, and, like, my, like, big gripe about it is that Rick Baker was supposed to do, like, all practical effects.
And they went with
CGI.
That's,
like, literally the only problem with the movie is the werewolf transformations kind of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like...
Except, I think, the one in the insane asylum, even though it's CGI, I still think that transformation is sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, like the worst, like bad, like CGI werewolf transformation is
Bad Moon.
Bad Moon.
Yeah, Bad Moon's is fucking
great movie,
god awful. Yeah,
but that transformation scene did not need to be there.
It almost ruins that movie.
Yeah. It's disrespectful. But yeah, like I feel bad because like Rick Baker was talking about how like he was like really fucking excited to do that.
So
yeah.
Like, did they? Did they have him signed on like ready to go to work for this?
Probably.
Like, so yeah.
But like he's like a big fan of like the Wolfman, and not only that, but he did the werewolf effects for American Werewolf in London and everything. And he fought Landis because he was like, I wanted like for American Werewolf, he's like, I want to do a bipedal werewolf, and Landis was like, no, I want him on all fours.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if they would have went with what Rick Baker wanted, the Kessler wolf could have looked a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it on all fours, but
the quadruped wolf's fine.
I'm willing to bet that if Rick Baker got his way, you know, it still would have looked good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of werewolf designs, fucking the Wolfman looks great.
Yeah.
Like, all practical, looks fucking awesome. Like, a very nice, modern update to the original.
Yeah.
It still works, still very, like, you know, bipedal, beast-like. Like, a lot in the face is really similar to, like, the OG.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. It's a very nice touch-up. Benicio Del Toro's fucking great. Anthony Hopkins is great.
I think that's the first movie I ever saw with Benicio Del Toro.
I think fucking Emily Blunt's in that, too, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's, isn't that his, like, brother's widow or something?
Yeah. And she's a baddie. I don't care what anybody says.
John Krasinski.
Shawty a baddie.
Shawty a baddie.
Yeah, there's like, it's like one of the only few werewolf movies besides like an American Werewolf where like they see a werewolf out in public.
Yeah.
Which I just love. I love the idea of like he's in fucking London fucking shit up.
Yeah, dude. It's
awesome.
My
fucking buses turning over.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shit.
My favorite part of that movie is when he finds out his dad's in that like outdoor cage thing, like the dome.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy fuck, my dad's a werewolf.
He's like, oh, fuck, my dad killed my brother.
Yep.
And then turned me into a werewolf.
And I love that his dad had the solution to be like, okay, when I know there's going to be a full moon, I lock myself in here so I can't get out.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know about you, Lawrence. But have fun.
Have fun, buddy.
And it's really cool, too, because it kind of nods to the fact when he disappears in the dark, his eyes glow.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yep.
Yeah, the final fight is really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the both werewolves look great, and fucking Anthony Hopkins gets his shit kicked in.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, I love the fact, too.
Old man.
The movie, like the original, does not have a happy ending.
No.
Yeah. It doesn't need to have a happy ending.
The Wolfman IP, we can call it, should never have a happy ending because the Wolfman in of itself is a tragedy.
Yeah, like werewolves in general are just tragic creatures.
Yeah.
Are they still doing the Ryan Gosling one?
I haven't heard anything else about that.
I haven't heard any updates. They could be doing it, but I'm not certain. The Dark Universe from Universal, as far as I know, is completely scrapped. Like,
this is probably for the best.
I wish we got the original vision.
If they would have been like, hey, the Wolfman is the start of that, I'd been in game. I'd been like, all right.
Instead, we got fucking Tom Cruise's stupid-ass mummy.
Yeah, we got the
fucking
mummy.
They went with the mummy first.
God. But, if you guys, like, are wary about it or, like, haven't seen it yet, just sit down and watch it. If you love werewolf movies, if you love the Wolfman, you'll love the remake.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to go ahead and knock out another one I know me and Zach, I think, both share, which is 2010's The Crazies with Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah, that's on there, too.
Fucking love it. I never knew that was a remake until I was much older, because I think this is another one we got off Netflix from DVD.
Same.
And the opening scene of that movie at the baseball game.
Oh, it was nuts.
Dude, what a great opening to a fucking movie.
Yeah. This is one that...
The original is dog shit.
Yeah, is it?
It's really bad.
Yeah. Okay.
But a lot of people shit on
this.
That's
a Wes Craven flick, right?
No.
George Romero.
George Romero.
Yeah.
A lot of people shit on this, too. But I feel like people are missing...
For the wrong reasons.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're thinking of the original or something.
I'm a huge Timothy Olyphant fan anyway.
Same.
Everything he's in, I think he kills.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And my... Danielle Panabaker, love her.
Yeah,
love anything
she's in that.
There's some really good stuff, man.
Yeah,
a lot of like the hospital scene is fucking crazy,
dude.
And like you said, the opening with the baseball and like the whole plane crash and everything.
Yeah, dude,
like it's all good.
Yeah,
like
That's another good, like, because, you know, I don't know if it's FEMA directly in the movie, but, you know, there's, like, the camp, the FEMA camps and shit in the movie. It's like, fuck FEMA.
Yeah.
Fuck. But, no, that, I don't know if you have anything else to say. I just got to say that's a really
that's
fucking
one that
good
like,
remake.
That's another one I'd say, like, you haven't seen it, or, like, you haven't seen it in a while, like I have.
Revisit it.
I need to revisit
it. I watched it, I think I watched it when I was under COVID lockdown, when I had COVID the first time. Yeah. So I was running out of shit to watch. I'm like, oh shit, the Crazies remake is on. I think it was on Prime or something.
People like shit on it, but it's also one that like nobody fucking ever talks
about.
Well,
people shit on remakes in general.
Yeah, they just hear about remake and it's like, oh, it's bad.
Like nobody talks about it ever. Like I don't like online like and shit like TikTok with the horror stuff. I don't see anybody fucking talk about it.
Yeah, the Crazies.
I think it's solid. I think honestly it's underrated.
Yeah,
that's why I put
so
it on my
fucking good, dude.
That's why I put it on my list.
Yeah.
Speaking of underrated, Tom Savini's Night of the Living Dead.
Hell yeah,
you know,
dude.
I own that on Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it one time.
It's great. It's
I own one. It. It's I've owned great. It. I like it since, like, 2018, and I haven't seen it.
So, like, all my picks are they're remakes that I think are better than the original, just spoiling that now. And, yeah, I think that Tom Savini's...
Did he do the effects as well as director? Did his company do the effects and he just let them do their job?
I'm sure that he had people helping him and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But like
I just didn't know if he was doing the effects on top of directing or if his... Is it Tom Savini's Creature Works or whatever is his company name? Something like that.
Yeah. They're great, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is in 1990, so like...
Am I tripping? 20? Or did Tom Savini have a show at one point?
I don't know.
Like a reality show or
like
a competition?
Creature effects thing? Or am I tripping?
I don't know, but that sounds cool.
I remember Face Off. He could have been on Face Off a couple times.
I want to say like he had like a legit show that was like talking about his like creature effects company or something. Maybe I saw it in a doc or something like that.
But yeah, like I like this movie. Like it's got Tony Todd in it as Ben.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's got Patricia Tolman as, I forget her name, the blonde lady in the original.
Barbara. I'm not seeing anything about.
And it's got Bill Moseley as, they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara's brother. Yep.
Yeah. And, but yeah, like the cast is a lot better in this one than in the original, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Even though the guy that played Ben in the original is like really good.
Yeah. He's really solid.
But Tony Todd, when you got a movie with fucking Tony Todd, it's going to be good.
We need to do an episode on the OG, Night of the Living Dead.
And then the zombies look fucking gnarly.
Yeah,
there's some gnarly
awesome.
Kills. In
oh,
it.
Yeah, dude.
And, yeah, I think that Tom Savini, because I don't know if he had directed anything before this.
He made a straight-to-video horror movie in the 80s.
Like, I know he directed some shows of Tales from the Dark Side, the series. But other than that, I don't know if he did. This might be his first, like, movie he's ever directed, you know?
No, he did one in the 80s. Hold on.
But, yeah, it's just, it's a great movie. Patricia Tolman plays Barbara a lot different than how she was in the original.
Isn't she more of, like, a
she's
heroine?
More of a, she's more of a badass.
Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah, I do, too. Like, I understand it's realistic for characters to be, like, shocked and fear and shit in real scenarios and everything, mm-hmm. but I like
Barbara's
characters...
Barbara's fucking useless in the original.
Yeah, but I like characters in movies that get shit done. I don't like ones that just sit there and cry the whole time, basically, you know?
Yep.
And oh, no, he didn't.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
He did 3 episodes of Tales from the Dark Side from 84 to 88.
Yeah.
He did Night of the Living Dead, Chill Factor, House Call in 2004... Dead Time Stories, Theater Bazaar, and then Creepshow and stuff like that.
He's, we all know Tom Savini as an effects guy. That's mostly what he does. He also acts and shit. He's in, like, Dawn of the Dead.
He's in Tales, or Perks of Being a Wallflower as the woodshop teacher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's my fourth pick on the list, so. I don't know who's next.
You, Zach, I'll piggyback off your thing after his.
So, I got another one that's... I think it's another underrated one, honestly, that I really enjoy, and it's the loose remake of House of Wax.
Yeah, I've come around
Paris
to that
Hilton
one.
Paris Hilton one?
Yeah.
with Jared Padalecki and Alicia, the girl from The Girl Next Door.
Yeah.
I've come around to that one, too.
That movie, I think, is slept on as shit.
It's very, all the characters are very 2000s.
Yes. Yeah.
Shitters.
But Paris Hilton is in it.
And she fucking dies. She
fucking died. Dude, like, there's so many good things about that movie.
Yeah.
I think don't get appreciated as much. Like, I remember, like, growing up and watching it, when, like, it was on Sci-Fi, it would pop up. Like,
I saw
Sci-Fi
that
channel.
Movie at the at Dibb's Drive-In when I was a kid.
So, like, why I've come around to it is, like, I didn't come around to it until I seen Tourist Trap.
Oh, really?
Because House of Wax is, like, when you watch the original and then you watch this one, you're like, they're not, like, that much alike.
It's a loose remake.
You know?
It's a loose remake.
But when you see Tourist Trap, you're like, holy shit, it's kind of like they took House of Wax, the OG, and Tourist Trap and put the two together.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
I don't know. I really like the direction they took with House of Wax. And I think as far as, like, remakes
with,
goes,
like, the brothers and stuff, and, like, the fake-out.
It's really unique.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see a whole lot of movies out there that, like House of Wax.
You get My Chemical Romance playing over the end credits.
Oh, yeah, dude. I forgot
just
all,
like,
about that.
Some of the, like, really cool special effects with, like, people getting turned into, like, to wax statues and, like, the very end when, like, the house is burning down and shit.
And they're all melting.
Yeah, like, that's really cool.
Jared
and, like,
Padalecki's a dickhead in that
also
movie.
The soundtrack of that movie is very nostalgic for me as well.
The killer, like, is really, like, sinister and, like, really freaky, but he's also kind of sympathetic in a way.
In a way.
Yeah, because his brother is a jerk, right?
Yeah, his brother is, like, fucking psychopath, even though he is, too. But,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of feel for both of them a little, or you really feel for the one who wears the wax mask in the end. But still really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one I don't think a lot of people talk about a lot.
Yeah.
That I fucking love.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
Yeah. It's good. I've come around.
Yeah, that's good. So, to piggyback off Brandon's last pick, which is the Night of the Living Dead remake.
Oh, I see.
Mine's a remake of the sequel to that.
Yeah.
The Dawn of the Dead 2004 remake.
The Snyderverse begins.
Snyder.
I like that movie, too.
I remember we either got it from, we rented it from Marsh back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah.
Had a video store in it.
Yep.
We rented Dawn of the Dead from that.
Yep.
And I will never forget watching. I was.
Marsh.
Five
Marsh
at the
is
time?
A chain of grocery stores
that's
that
no longer
exists.
They went bankrupt in like
2010, something like
that. No, we were in high school when
they
went under.
I thought it was like right when we moved up here.
No. I'll never forget being. I was like five when I saw it the first time. In the opening scene where the husband bursts through the bathroom door and shit. Also, I love, dude.
You got Ving Rhames in it.
Yeah, Ving Rhames is the cop.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
I think Bill Moseley's in that one, too.
No, it's not Dave Chappelle. Is it?
No.
Who's the black dude that's having the baby?
I can't
remember. I can't remember the actor's name. But there's a zombie baby in it.
Yeah, zombie baby's freaky.
Phil from Modern Family's in it too.
He's a huge fucking
douchebag.
I can't remember his name, Modern Family.
Yeah, fucking Richard Cheese's cover of
Down with
the Sickness.
Which is so good. It's a jazz cover of Down with the Sickness.
And then at the very end, of course, they play the actual Down with the Sickness.
Yep.
Another movie that doesn't have a very happy ending, which I enjoy. No, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good choice.
Dude, I fucking love that movie so much.
I need to rewatch that one because it's been a minute.
It's,
I remember some of the beats, but, you know.
Yeah. Which, you know.
I'm blanking on it.
It's not a perfect movie. You know, it's a 2000s remake.
Yeah.
But the zombies in that movie
are
very fucking violent.
Some people do say they like it better than
the
original. The
violence in the 2004 remake is great.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
They, like, rig up the bus with all the, like, barbed wire
and
chainsaws,
dude,
and shit.
And this kind of, like, kicked off, like, Hollywood's, like, zombie craze and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was other shit helping, too, but, you know.
It was definitely part of it.
We had a lot of zombie shit around this time.
Which leads me to saying again, we need to cover the OG Night of the Living Dead and talk about how that created the zombie.
The modern zombie. Not the voodoo ones, but like the modern.
Well, it'll be a topic episode for sure.
Yeah.
Reanimated Corpses.
Yes, sir.
Straight up, dude.
Not what you got, Brandon?
Okay, so I went with The Fly for my next one. We already kind of talked about it.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, I love it. I like it better than the original.
I do, too, but I still love the original.
Yeah, it's fun seeing... Is it Vincent Price with a fucking fly head?
Yeah, well, he's not the fly,
okay.
I don't think. I think he's, like, I haven't seen brother or something in that movie.
But, yeah. Great practical effects. This is, like, David Cronenberg's, like, most popular movie, probably.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
That or Rabid.
Body horror, you know.
Yeah, to the max, I'd say. Yeah.
Really fucking gross, like, shit, like, where he pukes on that donut or whatever, and he was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. That scene,
and it's like, once again, like, we just talked about Evil Dead Rise, but it's more white throw-on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I like it a lot. Gina Davis, you know, she was a baddie in the 80s and 90s and everything. She still kind of is.
Yes,
but,
sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
But, yeah, I like it a lot. Y'all like it, too.
Yes, sir.
I fucking love that movie, dude.
I saw it for the first time whenever we covered it on the show.
Really, really solid movie.
A baboon fucking dies.
Yeah, the poor baboon.
R.I.P.
That's another horror remake that does not have a happy ending.
Yep.
Definitely The Fly. The Fly, like, I ain't gonna lie, I tear up at the end of The Fly.
Yeah, and
it's when he dies.
It's sad as shit.
Yeah. And it's got, like, a really good underrated sequel, too. So, like.
Yeah, a hidden gem of a sequel.
With no Gina Davis, though.
No Gina Davis.
She was supposed to be. She actually wrote, like, a treatment for
pretty
it.
Pretty sick.
And the studio, like, turned her down. Like, it was supposed to be, like, twins.
Well, from what I heard, she didn't want to do the birth scene.
No, she didn't.
And they wanted that birth scene for some fucking reason.
And that's what ultimately led to her, like, quitting or whatever.
Yeah.
She literally was like, I will come back on one condition if I don't have to do a birth scene. And the first fucking scene in the movie
is the
goddamn birth scene.
And, like, they, you know, they could have, like, did a birth scene but not shown the birth, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's just one of those things where it's like, come on.
I really like her treatment for the
sequel. I should read it. Is it on the internet?
Yeah.
I think it was going to be called Flies.
Yeah. And it was like she had twins, and one was a good twin, and one
was
a bad
twin. I'll have to read that. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. That's like one that's like considered one of the best remakes of all time.
Yep. What you got next, my boy?
What I got next is...
Is this your fourth or third?
It's my fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We're talking about the remake of The Blob.
Bro, Shawnee Smith, baby.
That's my second one, too.
Buzz!
I think Zach and I are literally the same.
The last two are the same one.
Yeah, The Blob's my second one as well.
It's so good, dude.
It is good.
Shawnee Smith and Kevin Dillon.
Yep.
Buzz!
That is a really good remake.
Special I think Chuck Russell did the... I think he directed it.
Yeah.
I think he wrote Nightmare 3.
It's kind of like a staple of the 80s, too.
I think it's somebody else, but...
Staple of the 80s. Everybody loves that fucking movie.
It's,
everybody
it's
talks about The Blob remake. Everybody loves
88.
It.
88.
It's better than the OG, and like what I like about this like creature is that it gets more red as the movie goes on.
Because all the blood
killing
and shit.
People and everything.
Yep.
And then, like Shawnee Smith is like, she's really good in it. Because like they could have did the typical thing that the 80s did a bunch and made like the girl like the... Like the
damsel
one
in
peril
distress,
all the time, you know.
Yeah. And she's a badass.
And then Kevin Dillon had to like save her, but no, she like
she saves him multiple times.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, you know. It's super 80s too.
Yeah.
Like the fashion, the hair.
You know, I just thought of this. You know it'd be a really good double feature for The Blob remake?
Huh.
The Blob and The Stuff.
The Stuff.
The Stuff.
The
I haven't
stuff.
Seen The Stuff in a while.
The Stuff is super schlocky, though, and The Blob's not that schlocky.
Yeah, The Blob's the one you take out to a nice dinner.
Yeah.
Stuff you take to McDonald's.
And stuff it.
Yeah, you go to the drive-thru with The Stuff.
You go to the drive-thru with The Stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you guys go ahead and do your number one, because I know what it is.
It's The Thing.
It's The Thing.
It's John.
That didn't make my list, but that doesn't mean I don't love The fucking Thing from the 80s.
What can I say?
It's
John's
best work.
Yeah. I've said it multiple times. I think it's John Carpenter's best movie.
That is one of... That's like... So, my top three favorite movies of all time, it's The Thing, Scream, and Halloween.
Yeah.
And they always change spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Thing is such a good fucking movie.
It's, I mean, you got a really great cast.
It's iconic, dude.
Really great cast, really unique premise.
I always think of the meme. It's like, it's when the Thing comes out. Well, I guess you folks aren't ready for that, but your kids are going to love it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I mean, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, the setting, the paranoia, the isolation feel.
The cast. Yeah.
It, like, everything about it is just great. Golden. It, like, I would say, I don't say masterpiece a lot, but I think the Thing's a masterpiece.
I mean, hell, the blood test scene, just in of itself.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It has, like, you could argue it has the best practical effects of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Rob Bottin.
Yep. Yep. And not just, like, one of my favorite horror movies. But it's like one of my favorite movies in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
that is like, if I had somebody that has never seen a horror movie before, that is one of the ones I'd show them
first.
Yeah,
that's another thing. It's a great fucking entry-level horror film.
Yeah.
There's not a whole franchise behind it or anything you got to read up on. No, you can just go in.
You don't have to see the original either.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the original is like, it's more of like just, it's schlocky,
so
basically.
The Thing we're talking about, and then the Thing from Another World, comes from a short story called Who Goes There?
Yeah, I want to get a copy of that, too.
And it's the same, like, they took shit from Who Goes There when they did A Thing from Another World, and they ran with some of the different stuff there, and when Carpenter did The Thing.
As a reimagining
of
both.
Like, more of the paranoia and the mimicry kind of going hand in hand.
The Thing also led to one of the greatest PS2 games of all time, The Thing.
The Thing.
Which has a paranoia meter. Like, there's a paranoia meter. You have to keep, like, a good rapport with your team.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
can
if
blood
you
test the team.
Yeah, dude, like, if you fuck up, your like, trust levels go down and shit.
They'll probably never remake that game, but they should remake
dude,
that
game. Yeah, that game was the shit.
John Carpenter fucking narrates The Thing.
Yeah, the boss fights in that game are ridiculously hard, though. But still pretty good game.
Yeah, I need to get me a copy of that.
I own it.
I know, I just want my own copy.
But yeah, it's really fun, too, to think about, like, who's, you know...
Who's an alien?
John Carpenter was on Stephen Colbert's late night show.
Yeah,
like
a couple 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
And
he always teases that he knows who's the Thing at the end.
John Carpenter does know.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
There is a definite answer, and Colbert was like, "So if I off air sent you a letter, who's the Thing?" And he goes, "You can send me a letter and a check for $2,500."
Hell yeah.
And he goes, "I might just do that.
I might just do that. I need to know."
I always think it's Childs, but part of me knows it's fucking MacReady, dude. Because MacReady drinks potentially from one of the bottles of gasoline.
Yeah. And then gives it to Childs to drink. And
yeah.
Like, I love, that's another thing. I love the fucking fan theories behind the movie.
It's ambiguous.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Either of them could be it.
Or
maybe
both.
Or maybe they both are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny that, like, it's cool that John Carpenter, like, shot his shot, because he put a brief clip of The Thing from Another World in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then just, like, three or four years later, he directed it.
Three.
Yeah.
81?
82.
Oh, 82. So four.
Yeah. He directed the remake for it. So, like, that was kind of funny.
There's another thing, too, about this movie that a lot of horror movies can't say they have. All the characters are interesting and likable.
Yeah, they're all, for at the time, they're pretty big names.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, like, there's no woman.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's cool, but.
All male cast.
Well, Adrienne Barbeau has a voice role. She plays the computer.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Because she was still married to John Carpenter
really?
At the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's iconic, in pop culture now and everything, but. It's a great movie. That's one that I would say, too, if you've never seen, you need to get on that. Make that your priority to watch.
Yeah, if there's one movie you got to, like, if you're a horror fan and there's one movie you've got to see before you leave this earth,
it's definitely The Thing.
Yeah, it's The Thing.
So that's your guys' number one. I'm going to roll two of mine into one because they came out around the same time. So, like I said, I had six, so I'm going to put two and one kind of. Roll around. 13 Ghosts and House on Haunted Hill.
Yep, 13 Ghosts. A good one. Yeah, House on Haunted Hill is not bad.
I don't like it.
House on Haunted Hill?
I don't like it.
I was say, if you don't like 13 Ghosts.
13 Ghosts is fun. Yeah, it is. It's fun. A lot of fun.
Did yeah. I there are ghosts in the basement.
Yeah, there are.
I'm not going to go on a long diatribe about 13 Ghosts and House on a Hill. I just like watching those.
Fucking Matthew Lillard and his, like, fucking seizures and everything.
Yeah.
He's like,
Also, does all the ghosts look fucking awesome?
Yeah, all the designs of the ghosts. I really wish, because they had planned on doing, like, an anthology show about the
ghosts. That would have been cool.
I wish they would have done that.
That would have been dope
as
fuck.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, and, like, the ghosts in the original are just, like, flying skeletons.
Yeah, dude. Richard Castle's cheap ass. Oh, God. He is the father of gimmick movies, though. We'll get into that another time.
He's important to this overall thing, you know, but, like, those movies were something else.
Yeah. My last one, I don't know if... Let me do a quick search, see if it's still even up on the internet anywhere. Sorry, I don't want to have any dead air.
The snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Okay, it is. So... I talked about this movie on an episode of the now, it's no longer doing episodes, but Dead in Santa Carla, R.I.P. I did an episode on there about the Amityville Horror remake, which is one it's one of my favorite remakes.
I think it's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's one of the best movies in that series.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Out of the, like, 15,000 movies they have.
The over-bloated-ass series. It just won't go away.
Ryan Reynolds' abs amazing. Are my favorite part of that movie.
Like, they're still making Amityville horror movies.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane to me. That, like, out of all the fucking horror franchises
Puppet
out
Master
there,
and Amityville horror, baby.
Straight up, dude. But no, it's very nostalgic for me, which is a big thing for these horror remakes in me, because that is... I remember. It was FearNet or Chiller. I don't remember which channel it was on.
I bet you it was Chiller.
Probably. I recorded it on our DVR.
Yeah.
And I watched it all the fucking time.
Bro,
fucking loved that movie.
Fucking side note, I miss Chiller, dog.
FearNet and Chiller were my fucking childhood,
dude. They were the shit. It was always the Sci-Fi channel or Chiller.
Yeah, Sci-Fi is still out there. They're still kicking.
Yeah, Chiller
know?
And FearNet are now defunct. They don't
sci-fi
exist anymore.
Sci-Fi is a shell of what it formerly
was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
I mean,
all
they
shit
got
now.
They got the Chucky series, so at least
that. Yeah, well, Sci-Fi and USA, because it co-airs on both channels. But, Amityville Horror is not a perfect remake. I just love Ryan Reynolds' unhinged ass in that movie.
I will say, I think it's better than the original.
The end of that movie is wild, where he goes,
original.
Like, insane... Starts destroying shit.
Yeah.
The original is like, it's a movie that a lot of people hype up.
The original one, it's a movie.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's a Josh Brolin's in
it. A lot, and I like the original, but I have to say the remake's better.
Yeah.
Like they hype up the original like it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
And it's boring as fuck.
Yeah. It's pretty boring.
And that was around the time I was getting to, like, the paranormal shit, so I would, like, Google all the ghost shit about the actual case and everything.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, my God, it's real!
It's real, dog.
Warden.
Like me and Cloverfield, or...
Yeah, that was my Cloverfield for you.
What's the Conjuring couple's name?
The Warrens.
Lorraine Warren.
Yeah, they fucking overbloated the shit out of that story.
Well, they're also...
Well, I didn't even know they worked on that until I was an adult.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah, they...
You
they,
fucking charlatans!
They overbloated the shit out of every story, basically, to make money.
Well, I think that just about does it for this episode, right? You guys got anything
straight
else?
Straight up, dude.
I don't have anything else.
Anything else to announce currently?
No.
Right. Black Friday's coming up. Make sure, you know...
Get your Christmas presents.
Get you some physical media.
Yeah, because
this streaming shit's getting old.
Straight up, dude.
They're outcharging the shit out of us, and they're deleting movies and everything
from
their catalogs. So
hell yeah.
Yep, well, that about does it, guys. We'll be back in December. We're going to try to bring you some holiday haunts.
Yep.
Straight up, dude.
We'll do a Christmas-themed episode, but I imagine we're probably going to,
top
like,
five favorite Christmas horror movies.
Welcome to Watch Mojo.
I feel
there's
like
not a lot of them.
That's probably safe to say.